One pervades on the mountains, one pervades on the sea, one pervades made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pervades on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
Yahweh, everybody, Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight. WWCR 5890 on your radio dial. Got a great one for you tonight. Satan's Master Plan. Now, what's he going to bring out of his little bag of tricks? Well, Paul said, we're not ignorant of his devices. He's got a lot of Master Plan devices that he's conjured up to deceive the very elect. Now, what would be the greatest way that Satan could defame the Creator, the Eternal? Well, how about replacing his Hebrew name with a pagan Greek name that honors not a Hebrew God, but a pagan God? The name Jesus is not a derivative of Yahweh. Now, if there's a cause for alarm, we need to push the panic button right now, because the New Testament deception, which has been conceived in Satan's mind, was to defame, replace, retire, if you will, or to hide the true name of the Creator. From the biblical application, we take the King James Bible and we begin with the New Testament Gospel, where it's recorded in the New Testament that we are listening to what is called Satan and his master plan of deceiving the very elect. Now, how could Satan ever deceive the elect? Well, the name Jesus is a dishonor to the Hebrew God, Yahweh. Satan knows to defame the original creator. You know what he said? I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will be like the Most High. You see, he's always wanted to be worshipped, and the only way that he can be worshipped is to bring a hybrid name into the equation. Now, in the New Testament, as I've said, we've been given not the original, we've been given a hybrid of the official true name of the Creator 7,000 times in the Bible. We have the name Yahweh, and the Bible says it's a strong tower, that the righteous run into it and they're safe, and people that will. But you see, Rome had to establish a Christo-paganistic name to synchronize into the Greek culture and now into the English culture, because you see, ladies and gentlemen, this is so sad and yet so true. There is no J's ever in the original 1611 King James Bible. No J's, because the J's at that time, it's amazing, hadn't been invented. Now, can you comprehend that? No J's to identify the name Jesus as the original name of the Creator. Now let's go to John 5:43. I am. Come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. Now, if the Son, which according to the Gospel of Proverbs, chapter 30, verse 4 and 5, what is his name, if you can tell? And what is his Son's name? Well, if the Son came in the Father's name, and the Father's name is Yahweh, what would the Son's name be if he come in his Father's name? You see, the problem with people, they try to draw into the equation here, or force into the equation, if you will. They try to synchronize the name Jesus and make it the Father's name. Well, you know, and I know, that that's not possible. His name never was Jesus. His name was never intended to be Jesus. This came about by the deception of the conceiving, if you will, of the Satan's master plan on how to change the name of salvation. There's no other name given under heaven whereby that we can be saved. At the name of Yahweh, the original tetragrammaton. Now, we know that it could be transliterated, not translated, as we have been made to believe that Satan's master plan working like a charm. How can Satan go about changing the Father's name with no authority? And yet he did it. And he caused even the very elect in some places to believe this lie that he's hatched up as Satan's master plan to change the name from Yahweh. YHWH into JESUS. Now, how did that ever Christianity, we know that Jesus was, in its application, meant I-E-S-O-U-S. Now, that's the Greek defaming when they brought in Hail Zeus. That's what that means. Hail Zeus. Jesus, J-E-S-U-S, in its modern form, equals, same thing, Hail Zeus. And so they defamed, with Satan's master plan, a name above all names, changed it, done away with it, hid the original, and brought in a substitute, as I have said, with this pagan application, where in Matthew 1:21, thou shalt bring forth a son. Now, you think the angel who was speaking to a little Hebrew girl would have spoke to her and used a derivative in a Greek form of Jesus? Jesus? You think that's what he said to Miriam, the little Hebrew girl? Do you actually believe that he was going to tell Miriam that she was to call her son Jesus? Well, that's what the New Testament has caused us to believe. Now, did you know that you can believe a lie and be damned? Now, there should be a great cause for alarm when this hybrid Greek name is being plied into the Messiah, because not only is it not the sanctified given name of Yahweh, but it is a Greek Latin application of Hail Zeus, or Jesus, or Jesus, this name that has been incorporated into the New Testament to bring about Satan's master plan. What a plan Satan had. If I could but change the name, I could become like the Most High. And so, instead of honoring our Creator with His original, 7,000 times in the Bible, we have the name YHWH. And it's been replaced and defamed with a pagan name called Jesus. Now, like I said, no J's in the 1611. Can you comprehend that? No J's. When the Greco-Roman world was existing, they had a god by the name of Zeus. He was the supreme deity. Their savior was Zeus. Now, with this name Zeus, they had to have a change, or they had to fit it into Satan's master plan to come up with a name, Jesus. Jesus, Strong's number, 2424, in the Greek rendering of Strong's Concordance. And you say his name, Jesus. Now, does that sound like a Hebrew name? Hail Zeus? Well, ladies and gentlemen, Hail Zeus, now known as Jesus, has originated into the New Testament so that Satan's master plan, thinking to change his name, he would raise his throne, or have everyone call him, if you will, on a false name, thinking that they were actually doing the Hebrew God Yahweh a service. And that's what the world has come down to, ladies and gentlemen. To be honest with you, Satan's master plan is working, and most people today have forgotten the name of Yahweh. Strong's, if you will, again, has put his name in there as Yahweh, or the rendering of the Tetragrammaton, which is the four sacred letters. Well, somehow we got five letters in the Greek rendering as the Iesus, or the Jesus rendering of this pagan god, to perfect Satan's master plan by changing his name into a name that seems right, not a name that is right. There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby that we can be saved. None other name. Now, if there's none other name, why would the name Jesus dishonor the Hebrew name of our Creator? Well, names, like I said, are transliterated, not translated. You ever notice how that the Bible refers to the great I Am and the Messiah who came, known as the Christ, now known as Jesus, in the Satan's master plan to think to change his name and his laws and his times, which he's done. The writer of Proverbs in chapter 30, verse 4, but said, who has gone up to heaven and then came down? Who's gathered up the wind in the hollow of his hands? Who's wrapped up the waters in his cloak? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name, and what is his son's name, if thou canst tell? Again, Matthew 5:43. I am the causative verb to be. Hayah. That's my name forever. That's the name that I will be remembered from generation to generation, and for this cause I have raised up Pharaoh to declare my name throughout all the earth. Exodus 3:14-15. I am Yahweh, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another or praise that belongs to me to idols, as we now are calling upon a idol's name, Jesus. What's this? Now, look at the majority of the manuscripts of the New Testament Greek text. Most of these originals have been lost, if they were ever written in Greek, and I suspect they were written in Hebrew. And yet that was taken away, so that Satan, for 1,500 years... Now notice this. Here's something that should raise your suspicions, even as I'm talking here. That the Greek-Latin church, who was the author of most of the New Testament, we take their word that they've left the correct name that the angel said. But again, do you think that the angel, Gabriel, do you believe that Gabriel said, this is my son Jesus? You call his name Jesus? or was this Satan's master plan to write in a name that had never been mentioned to Miriam, which would be the name Jesus? Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, with this great deception of the master plan, when it was applied, it worked like a charm. Everybody that got the New Testament, they really believed that his name was Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is not even a Greek or a Hebrew name. It has its findings even at the time of the Greeks. It didn't mean anything other than what they had wrote in there, that Constantine in 325 A.D., who gave the instruction to the priest that in the time of the New Testament, that the King James New Testament, that the name of Jesus appeared on the pages, never was now, the Messiah's name, which was replaced with Jesus, which later in the 1600s, it became Jesus, starting with the new English letter J, which was introduced at that time. And so then, the deception and Satan's master plan goes a step further in deceiving the very elect. The titles, the true name, Jesus, in Greek, it really means Hail Zeus. I-E-S-O-U-S. And you say, well now, Pastor Buddy, they were really trying to get to the name Yeshua or Yeshua, and they just did a bad job of translating. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we know that the name was written in the Septuagint. And the Greek Septuagint, they had the knowledge of how to transliterate. Instead, they translated El Zeus or Ea Zeus into the pagan chief god of the ancient Greek Olympus, and there they now have this transliteration of a Latin name, Jesus, pronounced Jesus, which really means nothing in Hebrew, and it's the closest thing you get is horse. Yeah, horse. Would you believe that your Savior's name, which is a name to save everyone that would come to him, that is meant to have salvation? Salvation is only to the Hebrew people of Yahweh. Now, these 10 scattered tribes that we are preaching about tonight, that went in among the Gentiles, or were scattered among the Gentiles, now have the name of Yahweh mentioned 7,000 times, and we go to the rendering here of the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23. We'll read verse 6, and it's to declare the Father's name, and in 25 and 26, it tells us that these master strategists would change the name of the Creator, who was Yahweh, who was hated, who was despised. Yeah, in truth, the Bible said, you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Zeus was the most popular name in the Greco-Roman world. the name Yahweh replaced in the New Testament conspiracy of Satan's master plan, brought in a name that would deceive, not save, but deceive. And I know this makes a lot of Jesus people mad. I know that they haven't done their homework. I know that they haven't studied to show their self approved. Workmen that needeth not to be ashamed. The disciples knew who he was. For he told them in the 17th chapter of the book of St. John, he told them what the name of the Father was, because he said, I come in my Father's name, and he said, Holy Father, keep through your name, not some other lesser name. He didn't just merely name drop. He told them plainly what the Father's name was, and it sure wasn't the Greek name of Zeus. Now we know that Constantine did not want to bow to the Hebrew God Eternal, Yahweh. The Greek Septuagint, like I said, had embedded the Tetragrammaton, the four letters. Now you can translate the four letters by translating it properly, just like the king of Greece, and that would be Pilate, he wrote his name three times. He wrote it once in Hebrew. Now, you think he wrote Jesus? Most people are convinced that he did. But ladies and gentlemen, you can bet your bottom dollar he didn't. That Satan's master plan is that you would believe he did, and that you would swear by that name. And that's what people are doing when they will not hear the truth. They will not be persuaded with the truth that the only name given, the only name given under heaven whereby a man can be saved, would be that same name that Moses was revealed when he found out his name. This is my name, he explained. I am that I am, or I'm the causative verb to be. That means that he was the source of all existence. Now, if he's the source of all existence, that shall come to pass that whosoever, in Joel 2:32, calls on that name of Yahweh, not Jehovah, not Jesus, but the mighty, powerful name of Yahweh. This is the only name given, and the scripture says in Romans 10, whoever calls on the name of Yahweh will be saved. And it was a fulfillment of Acts 2:16, and the last days, Yahweh said, whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh will be saved. And yet we've got these preachers coming with another name. They bring in another name. They won't have the Hebrew name.
Well, his name is Lord. His name is God. His name is Word. They bring so many contrary applications to prop up Satan's master plan.
When in Acts 4:11-12, Yahweh is the only name given whereby that we can be saved,
And the only Savior in the Scripture is Yahweh. He came in His Father's name, and those who adore Him, those who would put away the pagan name, those who would drop the pagan name, those who would wear the true name. Ladies and gentlemen, there comes the grind. Right there is the $64 question. There is where you will come out of her, my people, and touch not the unclean thing. And receive Him in His true name. And turn from Satan's deceptive master plan of Hail Zeus, or E.A. Zeus. For again, in John 5:43, the key to pronouncing His name is right in your body. Every time you breathe, you exclaim. You put emphasis on it. It's not a name to be it. It's a name above every name, because the first name you breathe is His name, the last name that you breathe is His name, and in His name you will stand before Him in that day, and you will give an account. Because it's Yahweh's truth, and Satan's master plan is to deceive you to think that there's another name. That this name has always been around, Jesus. And it's not even 500 years old. When the King James Bible was written in 1611, there was no J's in the language to give us a Jesus or a Jesus or E-A-Zus. Ever how you care to pronounce it, and today it's finally evolved down to us as Jesus. Or Jesus, if you will. Slow it down. Listen to it. Does that sound like Yahweh? Yah. When you breathe, the very breath you breathe, you're exclaiming, if you will, the great, magnificent name of Yahweh. The great, the mighty name of Yahweh. The unmessianic name. A replacement. The Constantinian Christianity, it used a false name heeded into Satan's master plan, and the Bible said it would deceive the very elect, if it's possible. But now, notice this in Philippians, as Paul, who was just as astonished that the name that he was persecuting was the very name that it took to save him. Well, listen to what he wrote in Philippians 2:9. Therefore, God, the Eternal Father, the original Hebrew, also highly exalted him. It's a name above all names. Give him the name above every name. Now, what about Yeshua? 29 times in the Bible itself, we have a person by the name of Yeshua. Joshua in the Bible, in the Hebrew, would be Yeshua. But he didn't have a name above every name. This one that came in the flesh was above every name. He was given a name above every name, and Satan's master plan was to deceive everyone into tricking them and giving them a substitute name, whether it be Yeshua, Jesus, the Christ, Buddha, or whatever.
everything that the devil would use to be a fake, if you will, causing people to use this to call upon a false name. Now, they choose to intentionally put in the New Testament Jesus. And it's a Greek Latin lie. I hate to tell you that. It hurts me to tell you deep down in my heart, I mourn for you that you would be so easily and gullible, like the woman was in the garden. Satan has been up to these tricks, and Paul said again, we're not ignorant of his devices or his tricks. But how he brought this master plan into fruition by intentionally using a church that is located in the Bible in the 17th chapter of the book of Revelations tells us that Satan would come and use this church, this Greek Latin church, full of paganistic ways, with a paganistic name, and would deceive the very elect. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to turn from our wicked ways. We've got to change that name that comes from the Greek word Iesus, I-E-S-O-U-S. You think that that's what the angel said? The Greek name, Iesus, is a transliteration. It's not a translation. They actually knew the name of the Father. They knew that. They could have put his name in there. They didn't have to use Jesus or Iesus. They didn't have to do that. But they did because it fit Satan's master plan. Salvation comes by those who, having their senses exercised to discern Satan's master plan and come out of her, my people. Now, look at Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to tribulation. They will kill you. And you will be hated of all nations for my name. Now, ladies and gentlemen, nobody hates Jesus. Matter of fact, it's one of the most adorned or adored names in the world. Mark 13:13, and you shall be hated of all on account of my name. But they that endure, or they that can figure out Satan's master plan, will be saved. Come out of her, my people. Luke 21:17, and you shall be hated by all on account of my name. Revelation 2:13, I know your works and where you dwell and where Satan's throne is. Where is Satan's master plan and what is his master plan? I will exalt this name that I choose through the translators. I will give them a name that they can call on and they'll think that they're saved. And they will actually, at times, hate you and kill you, thinking that they're doing me a service. And all the while, they're just doing Satan's plan. And he's the master that sets over these hordes and demons. For Christianity is birthed in Romanism. And they came out with Jesus, or Iesus. Now, it's evolved into Jesus, and most of the world calls on this name to claim that it saves them. Choice is yours. Are you going to continue voluntarily being deceived and deceiving? Are you going to say, well, that's what my New Testament says, and glory to God, God wrote that New Testament just like he wanted to wrote, brother. Praise God. Why on earth did Yahweh ask you to take this scripture into consideration? Beware of those who translate. Beware of the scribes. That's what he's talking about. And yet into the New Testament, where not one scripture in the New Testament does it ever declare that the name of the Father in the Old Testament is Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't read anywhere where any name other than Yahweh was written in Hebrew. Well, I know there's those who say, that don't matter because Yahweh is Jesus in the New Testament. That's not true. Christianity is a stale religion birthed in Satan's master plan to deceive those who cannot open their eyes, who cannot open their ears, who would hear the word and to repent and to come humble. Satan is the greatest deceiver in the whole world. And he has done his job so well. He's done his job so good that he has deceived the very elect, and some of them who have come out of the finally found out. I mean, I was in the New Testament name of Jesus for 60 years, it seemed like, from a young boy, 48 years, and now that I'm past 60, I've been in the name of Yahweh for the last 25 years. I came out of her, I knew that Jesus was a mistranslation in the Bible because there was no J's. After I found that out, it was just smooth sailing. I had to be honest with myself in the so-called New Testament. There's two instances in the New Testament where the angel, whether in spirit form or whether he was actual in flesh form, doesn't matter. We know that he appeared and spoke to them in Hebrew. Gabriel spoke to Miriam regarding her unborn son that she was going to bring forth. Now, Mary was a Hebrew, not Chinese. She wasn't Greek. She wasn't Latin. And so he didn't speak to her and say, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to speak to you in English now, Mary. Here's his name. Didn't do that. Thou shalt bring forth a son and call his name Yahweh. Yahweh is a name above every name. But they couldn't, you know, people just can't accept that. Well, why would he call his name Yahweh? Well, why would he call his name any other name? Why not call him by the name that he states by? What name do you get saved by? The name Yahweh means Yahweh of salvation. Yahshua means Yahweh of salvation. And if it's Yahweh that's got the name of salvation, then Yeshua wouldn't have any. Jesus wouldn't have any. You see how it goes? They have changed his name from Yah. Psalm 68:4 would tell you what his name is. If you would dance and praise and sound it. Ah. You can pronounce that. It's natural for the breath that you breathe in the pronunciation of the Tetragrammaton. Now, by this changing of the letter E that brought into the Savior's name, Jesus, J-E-S, resulting today in the Jews spelling his name Yahushua, the name would be Yahweh or Yahuwah in the paleo. It's important to pronounce his name because whosoever will call upon it, none other name. And yet they say, oh, the name ain't important. Well, why then is there no other name under heaven? If it's not important to know what his name is, to call on his name at the appointed time is again very important in the appointments to call on his name. The sound, Yahweh, went throughout all of the earth, and at the name of Yahweh, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that at the name of Yahweh, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Now, ladies and gentlemen, how can you get around the name of Yahweh? You can't. How are you going to get around his name at the judgment? Well, they're going to. Try. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, did you know that the most favorite name application applied to our eternal Creator is Lord? And the Bible says there's many Lords. To be definitive or to speak his name properly or to say his name, to call his name out over your sin, that's what is important for a preacher. If I come and baptize you, I'm going to do it in the name of Yahweh. I refuse to know any other name among you. I refuse to preach any other name. We had preachers in here that's not here no more preaching against the name of Yahweh. Wrote books about the error and the evil of the name of Yahweh. Yahweh took them off. Closed our minister down, shut them up, and took them off the air. And the people that believe their lie have still not repented. They still won't accept the name of Yahweh. Because the name of Yahweh is a strong tower. Yeah, they're not going to have his name. They don't want his name. And why don't they want his name? Because they don't want his name called over them, because Satan has deceived them, turned them aside to worship a false god, calling on a false name that they've got salvation. Jesus is a traditional Hellenized name to obscure the true name of Yahweh. You see that? The name Jesus, or Jesus Christ as it is often used, they got it on everything, bumper stickers, Bibles, what would Jesus do? When there's no such name in the Bible as Jesus, and yet it's the most popular name to worship since the Greeks. could have taken it upon theirself to call their god Jesus.
Here we are.
The deception is raging. The deception goes on and on and on, world without end. The New Testament deception of Satan's master plan. You got my message tonight, and I hope and trust and pray that instead of being offended, that you'll study to show yourself approved, that you're not ashamed, that you won't be ashamed on the day of judgment when you say, Lord, haven't we done many works in your name? And Yahweh would say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you. Yahweh's going to come. Yahweh's going to reveal himself to those that will wear his name, suffer for his name, and not be ashamed of his name, as it is in the last days, that the name of Yahweh is going to fill the whole earth, and everybody in the earth is going to begin to call on the name of Yahweh, except those who are appointed to preach another name, which there is no other name, but they'll preach it. Jesus is not a name, but they preach it. Jesus is not in the Bible, but they'll print it in the Bible and sell millions of people that's deceived by believing that it's in the Bible, which it's not. Ladies and gentlemen, can you believe that the time is nigh even at the door? That at the name of Yahweh, every knee shall bow? And you're going to have to give an account. You're going to have to bring forth his name. You say, well, now, Pastor Buddy, I just don't believe that God would let me be deceived and print a New Testament of deception like you explain here tonight. When Yahweh said himself, whosoever adds to what I have said and what has been written down will receive the plagues and the curses written in this book. Whoever adds to will have these plagues added to them. You see, it's quite necessary for deception to come, and how greater the deception than Satan using his master plan to deceive the very elect. Well, tonight I'm sponsored by Brother Mark and Brother Bud in the great state of Mississippi tonight. Praise Yahweh. We send you racial covenant greetings around the world. Brother Bud and Brother Mark and Brother Paul at 1-800-253-2748. Now, that's 1-800-253-2748. Brother Paul, one of my sponsors tonight in Michigan, Brother Ed and Brother Bud, down in the great state of Mississippi, sponsoring Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. And they love the name of Yahweh, which is above every name. Oh, it's wonderful. If you'd like more information, you can write Pastor Buddy tonight at the Post Office Box 568. In Sweetwater, one word, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Now let me give you that address one more time. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, in Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. If you'd like to call me, I'm live tonight around the world here on a Saturday night on the Late Call. We are coming up on 12 o'clock Eastern. We're 11 o'clock on the Central Time Zone coming up. And you can go to our website, oneyahweh.com, for Brother Bob has got all of our messages posted. We'll have this one up shortly, Yahweh willing. And for your listening entertainment and enjoyment, that you might know the truth, and the truth could make you free. Write us or call us. Area code 423-351-1082. Now that's area code 423-351-1082. Now I'll be back on next Saturday night, same time, same station, with the Shepherd's Call. And may Yahweh richly bless you, and may Yahweh keep you in this hour of temptation with Satan's master plan in full swing to deceive even the very elect if it was possible. Yahweh grace you. Yahweh keep you. Yahweh open your eyes and your ears that you can understand. I'll see you next Saturday night. Yahweh bless.